What's up, creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, flying solo again, Sammy Daddy. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone. Help. And I'm here to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
I've had a Prius for 7 years.
I'm going to tell you some things I wish would return to the last true sport.
Pro wrestling.
Y'all belly meat and beef ain't nothing but baloney, foes, with this week's John Cena quote of the week. What's my match count for 2025? The year of our lives? And weather permitting, I'll leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode of Wrestling. Creamers. Well, as you can tell by the intro, I have some, well, I guess it depends how you look at it, some good news or bad news. Good news, hopefully you're happy that you're getting another episode after we had the week off for Thanksgiving. Bad news part, I'm solo again. Hot Joe is, I don't even know how to tell you guys this, but as you know, he was moving to Portland, Oregon from Cleveland, Ohio, the city that I live in, and he got lost. I mean, plain and simple, I don't want to lie to you guys. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to mess around. He's lost. So I do have that Hot Joe tracker that I used last week. Something went wrong and I can't use it anymore. So it doesn't really show an exact location, but the last known location of him was somewhere in St. Louis, Missouri. So if you know his whereabouts, maybe you could point him in a direction of Portland. I don't know which way it is. Of Portland, Oregon. He would probably really like the help. Or let me know. If you do know how to get to Portland from St. Louis, is that what I said? Then email hotjoe@russellcream.com. Or comment below the YouTube video. Or comment on Instagram or something. Help the guy out, because we might get one more out of me before I kind of lose it, you know? But having said all that, let me tell you about the wrestling I watched. I don't really remember because I feel like it's been a minute. Yeah, I watched, I'm going to say it was since the last time we spoke, even though you're just listening and I'm the one talking. There was, AAA had a couple things I didn't know about that I watched on YouTube for free. It was in Spanish, but I still enjoyed them. WWE, I watched some Raw. They had their Survivor Series War Games. It was AAA. AEW had a pay-per-view since the last time we talked. That was very good. I'd say the reception, what I feel was, or I agree, was the opposite of how people felt about Survivor Series War Games. And I don't know, I probably watched something else. I don't remember anymore. I bumped up my match count a little bit. I'm proud of myself. But the big news I feel like was John Cena's last PLE pay-per-view appearance. You guys know I'm hung up on that. It wasn't my match of the week. I just couldn't do it. I was going to pick it for match of the week, and there was just other stuff that was way better. But I watched wrestling. Felt like I did a lot. But I got to catch up to Hot Joe a little bit because he's been in a car and lost for like a month now. So I don't know. I got a good feeling that by the time this year ends, I'm going to beat him in the match count, even though it's not a competition. But if I did get more than him, that would be pretty impressive on my part because he had such a big jump.
It was a shoot.
But I miss him. I can make my jokes and stuff. I miss him. I want him to return.
Thank you very much, you motherfucker.
Speaking of returns, I'm going to talk about some things that I want to return in professional wrestling right after this ad. that I'm going to read. All right, creamers. Sam here. You know, Sammy Daddy. Anyways, I gots to be honest with you. I've been in my onion air lately. I'm talking handfuls of onions. I'm talking onions as snacks. I'm talking onions so potent, they made my boss cry through a closed briefcase. I'm a businessman. But hey, life isn't just about enjoying delicious onions. It's also about makeouts. Beautiful, consensual makeouts with women who deserve better than the taste of sautéed spit as you lick all around in their mouths. That's why I brush with Zing toothpaste. The only toothpaste brave enough to look at my onion breath and say, "You're on, you son of a bitch, you." Its patented formula, which scientists have refused to explain to us, launches a full-scale assault on your mouth. You brush with Zing, and suddenly your gums are like, "Are we supposed to feel this? Is this legal?" But once the tingling stops, oh baby, your breath becomes crisp, minty, and perfectly optimized for surprise makeouts, scheduled makeouts, and those magical, magical, didn't see that coming makeouts. So creamers, don't let your love of onions ruin your romantic life. Grab a tube of Zing toothpaste today and unleash breath so fresh, you'll get to put that hot tongue of yours down so many ladies' warm throats. Zing! No one knows what's in it, but it does clean. Clean it up. Clean your mouth up.
I don't like onions.
Well, the only way to follow that up was with the previously mentioned returns. I can't wait for Hot Joe to return to the show. I miss him as a friend, as a podcast partner. That sounded good. And I just want to catch up. We talked a little bit until his phone died when he got lost. And I just miss my buddy. So it made me start thinking, I wish he would return. Oh, wait a minute. What else would I like to return? And I feel like there's the obvious things of like, people are going to say, I want kayfabe to come back, which I understand. That's fine. That's a fair thing. Or more so for WWE, but I know it was talked about in AEW a lot at a time where they had like brand split or different shows. They want that to come back. But those are too obvious for me. And you could get, you know, I wish finishers mattered. I don't care about that. We've talked about that. It's whatever. Wrestling, I'm going to enjoy it. But I came up with a couple things that I want that nobody will probably agree with, but that's okay. One of them is I don't care for the pay-per-view and PLE and whatever theme songs. And maybe it's just me getting the old man thing going where I don't know any of the new music or new songs or new stuff going on, but I just feel like they were way more fun and cooler before. And I know it was mostly, I guess I'm talking like Attitude Era. And it's that butt rock, dad rock, whatever. I preferred to call it butt rock. Of, you know, your Creeds and your Limp Bizkits and Saliva. And maybe I was just into that, but I think it's because wrestling I was into it. But whatever. But just, I feel like songs get picked now just because they're popular or they'll get clicks or whatever. I really can't imagine somebody going like, wow, I really like this song, but I've never watched professional wrestling, so I better watch this pay-per-view because The Weeknd is the official theme song of WrestleMania or whatever. But I like the video packages, and I feel like your Limp Bizkits and whatnot made good songs. My Way is like the greatest. I'll watch that Rock Austin thing like every day. I don't, but I should, and I would, but I don't, so it's all right. And I don't know, maybe they don't make bands like that anymore. I'm kind of out of the loop. That's a problem with how we consume media now, is you can just stay in your bubble and you don't have to ever leave it, but maybe you should. Unless Wrestle Cream's your bubble, then just stay in it. All the year-end, what do they call it? Reviews? Wrapped? Spotify Wrapped? whatever it is, the year-end reviews are coming out, and it shows you all the music you listen to and all the podcasts and stuff. And if you have Wrestle Cream in your top list thing, let us know. Send us photographic or video evidence, and you'll win a prize. If you're the name chosen, I guess. I don't know. Check out our Instagram, wrestle.cream on Instagram. Or mine is at Sammy Daddy, and it's on there. So, yeah, if you listen to us, you can be rewarded more than just listening to us. And, you know, you're going to be able to be there, or you're going to be able to say, I was there at the beginning when they didn't know what they were doing. And now look at them. They still don't know what they're doing.
Rude and unprofessional. But
something else I'd like to come back to wrestling is signs. And I know there's still signs. Obviously, you can see. I've talked about this before. My nephew made that sign. It's a good sign because it just has a bunch of stuff on it from representing all different eras and time of wrestling. But I feel like there's still signs and shows, but it's not like it was. It felt like every seat had a sign back in the day. And I enjoyed just the visual of that at the beginning of the show. And I want signs that are, I don't care if they're funny or a little bit off base or whatever, but I feel like sometimes people are just making signs. I don't care. Stop making signs about what video game to remake. I don't care about that anymore. Make me funny, like the sign guy. You guys remember the sign guy? There's like the, who is there now? There's like the green shirt, the smiley face green shirt guy you see all the time, and Brock Lesnar guy, and oh, there's other ones I can't think of at the moment, but there's those guys you see at every show. There used to be, I think the original one that I remember, and I know there was ones before him. You had those dudes in ECW, they were before him. You had, what's that guy's name they did the documentary about on WWE Network, or whatever it's called? Vladimir or something? I don't know, whatever, but they had Sign Guy, and he'd make funny signs, and they'd have puns and stuff like that. I like that. I want more signs like that. So start making better signs. Sign game needs to get brought up. That's what I want to return, better signs. The other thing I'd like to see more of from the crowd is flash bulbs going off. And I know that's pretty much impossible. But, you know, everybody takes pictures on their phone and you don't need to use the flash. And even if you did use the flash, it wouldn't be the same. But go back and watch those classic wrestling moments from, I don't even know how, I mean, what, 20 years ago maybe? And when some, you know, when they lock up or when they first get in the ring and you see the flashing all over the crowd, it was, I don't know. It's something I feel like it makes a big moment bigger. It used to be cool, like in, I know we don't talk about sports too often, but like at the Super Bowl, the kickoff of the Super Bowl would just be, didn't make a noise. But since this is a podcast, I'm making a noise representing the flash bulbs going off. That's the noise of the flash bulbs going off. So I just kind of wished I was still there. Maybe it'll come back. Maybe we can get like a, maybe that's what, anybody that's smart enough with like phones and stuff can steal this idea and sell it. Make an app that makes the flash on the phone like a flash bulb or an accessory that makes it like that. And that would probably sell at least 100. And if you charge a lot of money, then you make a lot of money. So it makes sense if you think about it. The other thing I have two more. One of them is I like to watch, I haven't done it recently, but I always like to put on old superstars or those kind of shows that WWE used to put on where it was pretty much just somebody you knew against local talent or somebody you knew against somebody you knew, but you knew they weren't going to win. I very much enjoyed those. And I don't mind watching like a squash match. I'm okay with it. Every match doesn't have to go, you know, 15 minutes and have reversals and counters and stuff. It's okay. I'm cool with that. And I know, I feel like WWE really doesn't do it anymore because they barely have any matches on their shows, or I'm just missing them. And I don't watch AEW as much as I used to, and they'll do it from time to time. But I like that. I like when I don't care. Throw six on in a row. I just want to see the wrestlers come out and do their moves, get it down, beat somebody up. That's fine. Your big main event can have two guys going at it or two women or whatever. But I'd be fine if they had a show on, I don't know, I'm going to say Saturdays at 2:30 in the afternoon. whatever time zone. It's always on at 2:30. Or maybe they would do it online now. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I want to see more squash. I want to see a squash show of just people coming out, beating up other people. And people, it doesn't have to be Cody Rhodes or Hangman Adam Page, our favorite hangman, coming out and doing it. It could be more your mid-level guys, but that at least gets them on TV and I get to see their moves and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da explains itself. I don't even know why I'm explaining it so much, because you should have understood right from the beginning, but now you do for sure. The last thing, and I think I've brought this up on the show quite a while ago, but I don't know, but this is something I still like. I understand why it went away. I understand what we're going for and all that, but when somebody's in a submission or a chokehold or whatever you want to call it, I don't know. When somebody's in a submission and they just won't tap and they won't tap and they pass out from the excruciating pain, I like when the ref would lift the arm up 3 times. I think that's better than just calling for the bell. Now, I get it that it's more realistic. It's that MMA, whatever you want to call it, MMA feel that, oh my gosh, he's out. We got to stop this match before more damage gets done. But I don't care. It's not. It's wrestling. It's okay to do the silly stuff like that, because it's awesome when the ref has the arm up and it goes one, and then he pulls it up again and it goes two, and you go, this is it. I know this is going to be it. There's no way. And then that arm comes down and stops right before the mat, and the guy starts shaking and gets the crowd into it. Is it cheesy? Absolutely. Would it work for your real serious main events or something like in AEW, like a real bloody brawl? Probably not, but I feel like for the most part, it's not that bad, and it's fun, and it adds to it. And then, I mean, it did get to the point, I feel like, when they did that when I was younger, you knew the arm wasn't dropping the third time. Just have the arm drop a couple times. Then I don't know what to think. Bring it back. First and second time, oh my God, they just did it 3 times, and his hand fell down 3 times, and it's over. He's get him out of that hold. Then, at the pay-per-view, when he doesn't do it, see, I'm free money. I'm printing free money for you guys. Whoever at WWE listens to this, send the check to Portland or Cleveland. That's the city I live in. But enough about me. What do you want to see return to pro wrestling? What do you think is missing from the past that could, it doesn't have to be groundbreaking or game changing, just something you enjoyed a little bit more, something that you think has been gone long enough that could come back now? Because the only other thing I want is, I just want Hot Joe to return to Wrestle Kream. That'd be my one wish. Well, that's not true. If I only had one wish, that's not what I would wish. But if I had 3 wishes, I might use one on that. I would have to think about it. But maybe like a second wish. Because I feel like the first one's going to be spur of the moment. Third one, you're going to really think about it. It's that second wish you kind of have to play with. So I might use it for my second wish. But now I don't know what my first and third wish would be. But yeah, my second wish might be to have Hot Joe find his way.
I love Hot Joe.
But while I contemplate that, check out this ad.
Only at Derek's Triple Wet Tacos do we have the Uno, the original creamy cola, malt cola, and both versions, zero sugar and regular. Come on down.
I could go for some malt cola right now. I might have to stop over at Derek's Triple Wet Tacos after I finish recording here. That's one thing that I know Hot Joe's going to miss. Because I don't know if Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos has expanded to Portland yet. I don't know how west he's gotten. I think it's just the one place, but I don't know. Maybe we'll have him back on sooner. Next week he can let us know what's next for Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos. Because I know that's what everybody's asking. That's what everybody wants to know. And I also know that what everybody else wants to know is the John Cena quote of the week. Being in inspired by others is a helpful way to find yourself. Wanting to be others is a helpful way to lose yourself. So you guys are going to be impressed with this. My match count for the year 2025, the year of our lives, is 694 matches. Yeah, 694. Pretty impressive. So I'm hoping next week we'll have a milestone, 700. And I'm hoping that Hot Joe is here with us next week. But if not, maybe I'll catch up to him and I'll be at, you know, whatever. Anyway, we'll worry about that next week. No, we want him to get found. My match of the week is from a couple weeks ago. 2 weeks ago? AEW, Full Gear. Yeah. Mark Briscoe, Kyle Fletcher. Mark Briscoe won the TNT Championship. Hard hitting. Slobber knocking. Knee slapping. And I really enjoyed it. It was, I mean, there's a lot of good matches on that show. AAA had some good matches that I enjoyed just because it's something a little bit different than I'm used to. Like I brought up at the beginning, John Cena had his last pay-per-view match. Besides that, they had War Games. That was cool or whatever, but yeah, I think that's what I went with. Most of the matches, if not all, it's hard for me to remember because I think there was like 10 matches. Most of the matches on that Full Gear show were really good, though, and I enjoyed them. But that was the one when I was getting ready for the show today that I thought, what was the one that I really kind of edge of my seat, excitement, all that nonsense, and it was that one. So, having said all that, I guess I just checked my thermostat. The weather's good. We're going to do a little bit of room for cream. Ronald Two Legs was nice enough to send in a room for cream.
Yes, hello, it is I, Ronald Two Legs, number one creamsman, all-time best creamer, best friend of the show. Just calling in real quick with this week's room for cream.
Yeah, what is it?
This week, my room for cream is I just want to congratulate my good friend Derek Dillinger and Tyson Riggs on their retaining of the Epsom Test Tag Team Champions.
Nice job, guys.
Tommy Dreamer and Matthew Justice.
Whoa.
It was quite a battle, just great match all around. You know, just wanted to call in real quick before I got to go to work here. I gotta get out of here. I know Hot Joe's still on the road. Sammy,
yes.
This is a solo show for Sammy Daddy, so...
You got the word.
You do a great job, as always.
Thanks, pal.
Last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever, solo show, good job, Sam. Oh. That was a great show.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Gotta get out of here. Great job, Derek Dillinger, absolute tag champion, Tyson Riggs, tag champs. All right, bye now. Bye, see you later, best creams men, out. Love you.
I was not able to attend that show, but I did see that Derek was able to retain his tag team championship, and you know what big fans we are of Derek here. Not just his dripping wet tacos, but also his wrestling. And just him. That's three things. Tacos, wrestling, him. So they beat Tommy Dreamer and Matthew Justice. Sounds like a real dream team. Get it? But speaking of Derek Dillinger, he sent in a room for cream. Let's hear what that is. Or see. Is it a video?
Hello, creamers. This is your best friend of the show, Derek Dillinger, and standing with me is Squeak. What's that?
Oh, yes,
Squeak. We do need to address these allegations. Ronald Two Legs, you called in and you said that you got sick from this very terrible taco restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
But the lie detector determined that was a lie.
Oh.
My room for cream this week? Why is this holiday Christmas special edition Coca-Cola extra creamy? Hot Joe, Sammy Daddy, what are your thoughts on that? And Ronald Two Legs, you are an audio pervert.
Every week with this, I think that I know what's happening and who's mad at who, and like, oh, they're going to make up. Oh, they're going to break up. Oh, they're going to fight. Oh, they're going to... A different word that starts with F, that's the opposite of fight. But I never know. Ronald Two Legs comes in, Room for Cream. Hey, good job, Derek. You're my buddy. Happy you won and kept your belts and you beat a hardcore legend and Tommy Dreamer. And then I'm like, all right, cool. Things are kind of on the mend. I forgot that Ronald Two Legs said he got sick at a taco joint around here. And then Derek comes in, squeak, swinging, coming back at Ronald Two Legs. So now I feel like next week Ronald Two Legs is going to say, oh, man. You better turn into next week's show if you want to see what happens next. This is possibly story of feud of the year, as far as I'm concerned. Feud of the year. Derek, Ronald. Give him an award already. This is great. I love this shit. So, what did he ask? The creamy cola? Well, I haven't had it myself, so I can't say. But I will say that I really think that, you know, this, I had a more serious Room for Cream last week, and it's also, we're winding down the year 2025, the year of our lives, so it makes you reflect on stuff, and just thinking about the show and what we've done, and like I talked about, the friends we made, we don't have to go over all that shit again, but I think they made it extra creamy because of us. Every week with this, I think that I know what's happening and who's mad at who, and like, oh, they're gonna make up. Oh, they're gonna break up. Oh, they're gonna fight. Oh, they're gonna, a different word that starts with F, that's the opposite of fight. But I never know. Ronald Two Legs comes in, Room for Cream. Hey, good job, Derek. You're my buddy. Happy you won and kept your belts and you beat a hardcore legend and Tommy Dreamer. And then I'm like, all right, cool, things are kind of on the mend. I forgot that Ronald Two Legs said he got sick at a taco joint around here. And then Derek comes in, squeak, swinging, coming back at Ronald Two Legs. So now I feel like next week Ronald Two Legs is going to say, oh, man, you better turn into next week's show if you want to see what happens next. This is possibly story of feud of the year, as far as I'm concerned. Feud of the year. Derek, Ronald. Give him an award already. This is great. I love this shit. So, what did he ask? The creamy cola? Well, I haven't had it myself, so I can't say. But I will say that I really think that, you know, this... I had a more serious Room for Cream last week, and it's also... We're winding down the year 2025, the year of our lives. So it makes you reflect on stuff, and just thinking about the show and what we've done, and like I talked about, the friends we made, we don't have to go over all that shit again. But I think they made it extra creamy because of us. I think Russell, they hear what we're doing, they see what we're doing, they're seeing the reach, the pull, the plant, the plan, whatever. And they are like, we gotta get ahead of this. We gotta get on this before it blows up too big for Coca-Cola to handle. And they said, let's make this creamy. It'll remind people of that show. What's it called? But it's you know the name because you're listening. But they forgot. So yeah, I don't know how Joe's answer. I hope that he hears this and can answer in the upcoming weeks why there's so much cream in the Coke. Yeah, I'm going to stand by that. I'm going to stand by that statement. But having said all that, I guess the only thing left is my Room for Cream. My Room for Cream is just a simple one. It's that time of year again. The holiday season, gift-giving season, whatever. Whatever you celebrate, whatever you don't celebrate, whatever you want to do. Usually there's gifts involved, and people like gifts. So just, it's winding down. It's the beginning of December, so you still have time. Go buy something from, I'm not going to tell you specifically where or what or how. It depends what the person likes. But go find somebody that doesn't. You don't have to go to the Target. You don't have to go to Amazon. Don't get me wrong. I get it. I'm not pretending like I haven't gone to Target before. I'm not pretending like I haven't bought stuff from Amazon. But if you're able to. Maybe it costs a couple more bucks. Maybe it takes 2 weeks to get here instead of 2 days. But as long as you get it and it's something, not only will the person that is making this thing or providing that service for you really appreciate it, but the person that you're giving this gift to is going to appreciate it. Because I can go to Target and get what I want. I can go on Amazon and get what I want. But the fact that you found somebody that can make a wrestling rug, that's cool. I can't just go to Target or go on Amazon and get that. And there's a guy that does it, Russell Rugs. He's on Instagram. Wrestling and rugs, both with W's. But that's just an example. Good example, but an example nonetheless. You can find pretty much somebody that makes any sort of weird thing you're into, or you're not so much what you're into, but the person that you're getting the gift for is into. But you can find it. They can personalize it. I don't know if you can see behind me. Like, I like Lego stuff, and I like the Golden Girls. So I got this knockoff Lego Golden Girls set. And I found somebody online that makes the sweatshirt from a very specific reference from one episode that I really wanted. It's not this one. That'd be sweet if Sophia was wearing this in one of the episodes, but she doesn't. But I found that and kind of mentioned it to my wife at one time, and she got it for me, and it was awesome. I couldn't just go to Target and get it myself. I just happened to see this person did this, and she got in touch. I brought it up in past Room for Creams. There's Slapass Creations. You can find him on Instagram, too. I have four pictures he's painted. Some that I bought as a gift for my wife. My wife has bought the other ones for either me or for the family or whatever. And it's awesome because I know nobody has pictures like that. And I mean, obviously, it's like of my family. So if somebody else had it, it would be kind of weird. But I mean, the style, it's one of a kind. It's one of one. Buy cool shit from cool people. For cool people. That's all I'm trying to say. And having said that, that's all the time we got this week, Creamers.
Creamers!
I love you. And I wish you the best. I don't know what I'm supposed to say here.
It's Christmas Day, and you are Intercontinental Champion. How are you feeling?
I feel great. You didn't ask me why I was wearing this hard hat.
And why are you wearing that hard hat?
Because I went to work out there, Elise. I went to work on the boy, Sami Zayn. And I did what I had to do to become your Intercontinental Champion for the second time. Don't forget about 2013. I was doing my thing back there, too. But I went to work on that boy's behind. I opened up his cheeks, and I said, I'm doing construction here. I'm doing construction here. This is a construction site. And I took the yellow tape and I taped it around the boy's behind. And I said, I'm doing work here. This is where we got to renovate the boy's behind. We got to renovate his cheeks because I'm doing work here. Put out the caution tape. Put out the orange cones. Everyone back away for 50 yards because I'm doing construction here on Sami Zayn's behind. Time to go to work on the boy's butt.